Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Stephen B. Stewart. Stephen, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I am doing fine.
Wonderful.
First of all, tell us about you and your relationship with Andre Crouch. How did you guys meet?
I met Andre in 1995 at a music conference in Colorado. I was invited as a songwriter, and he was one of the performers. He was getting back on the scene, and the album was Mercy. And he was in concert the evening, on a Thursday evening. I walked up to him and said hi. And we just hit it off. He actually got me and about five of my buddies front row seats, and exchanged phone numbers, hit it off, and been friends ever since. And this new single, With My Whole Heart, actually transpired about 10 years ago. I walked into his house taking him a Christmas present, and he was playing the melody on his piano. And I said, "What are you playing?" He said, "I don't know." And I said, "Keep playing it." And I sat there, and within 5 minutes, we had the whole song written out. So I wrote all the lyrics. Andre gets credit for the music, and that's the result of With My Whole Heart.
That is your new single, With My Whole Heart. You've told us about it. But did you ever think that this day would come that you would be putting out that very single from Andre Crouch?
Well, you know, it's all in the Lord's plan. I knew that God didn't give me over 300 songs just for me to sit on them. And but I wanted to raise my family and have two kids, a son and a daughter. They're 24 and 20 years old. And I wanted to give them all that I could give them as a father and to be there for them through elementary, junior high, high school, in college. And I've done all that. And once I got them in college, the Lord says, now it's time. It's really time for you to do this music. And With My Whole Heart is the first single from the upcoming CD called Enter Your Gates.
If you were to categorize With My Whole Heart, what type of song would you say that is?
Absolutely a song of worship. A song that is committed to worshiping the Lord. It talks about what you'll do to get a hold of God and stay committed to Him. It's a song of commitment and worship.
It's our guest, Stephen B. Stewart. The new project, Enter Your Gates. What can we expect on Enter Your Gates?
Enter Your Gates is an invitation into the presence of the Lord, and that's where we all long to be as Christians. There are songs of healing. There are songs of restoration. There are songs of exaltation. There are songs of repentance. There are all kinds of songs. I wanted to do a variety of songs that would reflect circumstances and situations that really would grab the heart of the hearer.
I feel your presence. That's a sweet song, beautiful song. Will this be included on the project?
I Feel Your Presence is there. Believe it or not, that was one of the songs that was, I call them, written and inspired by the Holy Spirit. We were in a worship service, and my sister-in-law was playing the melody as we were worshiping. And the Holy Spirit said to me, "Sing what you see." And I Feel Your Presence was recorded on this CD exactly like we sang it 17 years ago in the middle of our worship service. Nothing was changed.
You mentioned you've written over 300 songs. How do you get inspired? How do you get in the mood to write?
It's a variety of things. In 1988, I wrote my first song, and I wasn't satisfied, and I just said out loud, audibly, "Lord, if the gift of writing is within me, let it flow out of me like rivers of living water." And that's what God began to do. I've been in a situation where I've heard a preacher preach, and two words could trigger a song. I've been in worship services where I've heard somebody else sing, and and all of a sudden there's a song out of what somebody else sang, a totally different song. And then just hearing God, you know, the word declares in Revelations, I think it says it about nine or 11 times, if I'm not mistaken, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I just believe that these songs are out there floating in the atmosphere, and God is waiting for us to hear them. And I was just one of those persons who were bold enough to say, Lord, let me hear what you're saying. And I'm just singing what he is saying.